The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Ira Melman. Beijing's popular shopping area, Taikoo Li, has become home to the first Shake Shack to open in the capital city of China. Almost 200 fans of the New York burger brand waited hours in line for the grand opening of the burger restaurant. Young Fan, a Beijing resident, is especially excited about the opening after having had Shake Shack in the United States.
I tried the Shake Shack burgers when I was in the United States, and they tasted delicious. I don't have the chance to go to the U.S. anytime soon, so when I heard about Shake Shack opening a restaurant in Beijing, I was very excited. I came very early to queue up.
With growing tensions between the United States and China, the future of American businesses in China are not certain. However, Chinese customers of Shake Shack and other American companies still plan on supporting their favorite American products amid tensions between the two countries. This is now the second Shake Shack to open in China, with the first opening in Shanghai in 2019. The capital city of South Korea, Seoul, is on the cutting edge in safety measures to slow the spread of COVID-19 with the first smart shelters for bus stops. The high-tech bus stop shelters are equipped with several features to make it the safest option for public transportation. 10 advanced facilities have been installed in the northeastern district of Seoul, costing 100 million won, about $84,000 each. All units not only protect against the novel coronavirus, but also against rain and heat. Kim Wong-yun, district government official in charge of the smart shelter project, explained how the shelters operate.
People get their temperatures checked using thermal imagery cameras before entering, and the door only opens when the normal temperature is confirmed. Almost 99% of the germs and viruses floating in the air inside the shelter is eliminated to be prepared for the prevention of infectious diseases like COVID-19.
Kim Ju Lee, a 49-year-old housewife, is using the new bus stop for the first time.
My temperature is checked upon entrance, and I feel certain about my health. I feel safe because I've had my condition checked and because I know others have gone through the same process.
With all the measures taken, hand sanitizer and face masks are still required in addition to keeping at least 1 meter apart from others. Users are also welcome to free Wi-Fi services within the shelters for their convenience. For Business Scene, I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.